Jesus. Come on, church.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Healer, healer, ruler, ruler. He's my joy. He's my love. He's my peace. He's my healer. He is my love. He is my joy. He is my strength. He is my hope. My hope for tomorrow. All right, solid rock I stand. All right, solid
rock. Come on, church.
All right, solid rock I stand. All on the ground. All on the ground. All on the ground. It's sinking sand. It's my rock in a weary land. It's my rock in a weary land. Oh, I know he won't deny me. Always walk beside me. No, he won't deny me. Always walk beside me. I know he won't deny me. Always walk beside me. Oh, Jesus, I rise.
Hallelujah. 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 Yay. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Is he your rock?
Is he your rock?
Is he your rock?
Is he your rock?
Give God some praise in here. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
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 Yay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is time for the word. Amen. If we can turn to 1 Samuel chapter 19 and chapter 20. Please stand all over the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, recognizing who our Father God is. Amen. He is the Lord of all. Can I get a witness that God is Lord of all? Do anybody need anything from the Lord today? Hallelujah. Anybody need anything from the Lord today? I'm going to ask you, does anybody need anything from the Lord today? Does anybody need a blessing from the Lord today? Say, neighbor, I need a blessing today. Hallelujah. 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 Old song used to be, he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I want to tell you that you've come a long way. Hallelujah. But God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, family. Welcome, family. We are certainly so glad for you to be with us today. Amen. Amen. Again, recognizing our Father, our God, giving him all the honor and all the praise, his son Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. To all of my Father's children, I've already recognized everyone before, but also recognizing my wife, Mother Parker. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are here, God, and God, we are here, God, with one mind, and we are here, God, on one accord. And Father God, if some of us are not on one accord with you, oh God, shift this atmosphere. Father God, this is your service, God. God, we may have a program that's been orchestrated, but God, at any time, you can turn this thing around. Father God, it is my prayer that you send your Holy Ghost, Father God. God, we have been praising and we have been worshiping, oh God. But God, I ask you, God, to let your Holy Ghost free in here, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we have many of our family have come and many of our friends have come to be with us today. And Father God, we ask you, oh God, as it says in your word in the book of Joel, that you will pour your spirit out on all flesh. God, pour your spirit out today, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, pour your spirit. Hallelujah. Pour your spirit out in this place, God. Pour it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour it out, God. Some of our families, oh God, may not have been to church. Some of them have been to church a long time. But Father God, we are here together. It doesn't matter when the last time that they went, but they are here today, God. God, speak a word today, God. Speak a word, God. Somebody, oh God, needs a word today, God. In the name of, speak the word, oh God, that it make them hunger and thirst after righteousness. Speak a word, God, that those that are living a sinful life will make a change, oh God, and beg out and cry out, what must I do to be saved? To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God, you are still in the saving business. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, save us, God. Save us, God, in the name of Jesus. Save us, your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Some of us, oh God, have claimed the title saved, but we're not living saved. We're not living holy. Our talk ain't right. Our actions ain't right. But God, but if you send your right now word, God, your word is powerful enough to change hearts, oh God, change minds, oh God, and change languages, oh God. Send your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I beg you, God, right now to forgive us all of our sins, God. Because, God, we need forgiving, God. God, many times, God, we will point our fingers and look on somebody else and their faults. But, God, but I heard one songwriter say, you look beyond my faults, God. And you saw all of my needs, oh, God. When I was, God, I didn't even pray and you saw my needs, God. God, I may have even forgot to tell you thank you, but you still gave me my needs, God. And God, many of us in here got needs right now, God, and yet to even cry out to you, oh God. But they're wondering and they're worried and they're concerned. But God, but if they call out to you right now, God, God, you have the power right now, God, to save their soul, oh God, and to remove out of their lives, oh God, anything that will keep them from you, oh God. Father God, Jesus came to bring us to you, oh God. So God, bring us closer. Draw us nearer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask you, oh God, as I stand before your people as an imperfect vessel, God, I ask you to stand before me and have Daniel Fuller to decrease, but have Jesus Christ increase to your people in word, deed, power, and insight. And in Jesus' name, let the whole church say, amen, amen, and amen. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Beginning at the first verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be coming from the easy to read version this morning, because I want us to get this clear. Hallelujah. We want us to be clear in this word this morning. The first verse starts off as this. Saul told his son Jonathan and his officers to kill David. But Jonathan liked David. I got a little echo up here. But Jonathan liked David very much. So he warned him, be careful. Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. In the morning, go into the field and hide. I will go out into the field with my father. We will stand in the field while where you are hiding. I will talk to my father about you, and I will tell you what I have learned. Jonathan talked to his father, Saul. Jonathan said good things about David. He said, you are the king. David is your servant. David hasn't done anything wrong to you. So don't you do anything wrong to him. He has always been good to you. He risked his life when he killed the Philistine, talking about Goliath. The Lord won a great victory for all Israel. You saw it, and you were very happy. Why do you want to hurt David? He's innocent. There is no reason to kill him. Saul listened to Jonathan and made a promise. He said, surely as the Lord lives, David won't be put to death. Jump to verse 9. Later in Saul's house, David was playing the harp. Saul was there with his spear in his hand. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came on Saul. Saul threw his spear at David and tried to pin him to the wall. David jumped out of the way, so the spear missed him and stuck in the wall. That night, David ran away. Jump over to chapter 20. Just two more verses. Verse 1, David ran away from the camps at Ramah and went to Jonathan and asked him, "What have I done wrong? What is my crime? Why is your father trying to kill me?" Jonathan answered, "That can't be true. My father isn't trying to kill you. My father doesn't do anything without first telling me. It doesn't matter how important it is. My father always tells me." Hallelujah. "Why would my father refuse to tell me that he wants to kill you? No, it is not true." Very briefly, with the help of the Holy Ghost, I come to preach to us today about messy, unknown agendas. Messy, unknown agendas. You may have your seats. Amen. Messy, unknown agendas. Amen. Do you know of, or have you ever been the victim of somebody not liking you for no reason? I can't get no help in here on that. Has anybody ever been attacked for no reason? Have you ever been attacked by folk who you've been so kind to? I mean, you done broke bread with them, sat at their table. You done provided some stuff for them, and it seemed like y'all was the best of friends. Hallelujah. Maybe it's not friend. Maybe it hasn't been family. Have you ever been treated bad by family? Come on, church. I only hear about 4 or 5 people. Have you ever been treated bad by family? Hallelujah. Have anybody ever in your family ever got mad at some of your friends? Anybody ever in your family place judgment on somebody you know for no reason at all? Hallelujah. Have you ever been the one to not like somebody? Hallelujah. For no reason at all. See, about to get quiet. Oftentimes when we get mad at somebody, somebody will say, "I got a reason. It's a good reason." And when somebody asks you the question, "Well, why are you mad?" If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. Hallelujah. And yet they are continuously getting mad and having this having problems all over the place about nothing. The reason why many of us have family problems is because somebody mad at somebody about nothing. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell us today, I have the answer as to the reason why some folks may not be liking you for one reason or another, or why family ain't getting along, why some family members love each other, and then when somebody walks in the room, all of a sudden folks stop talking. I have the answer today, and the answer is somebody got a messy, unknown agenda. Hallelujah. Somebody got a messy, unknown agenda. Hallelujah. You don't know why. They got all the authority. They got all the money. They got all the power. But yet they mad at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not always at the job. Many of us can testify that even at the job sometimes, it seems like the boss get mad at you and you working for the boss. Have you ever been there before? Whether the boss mad at you, you don't know why. You show up every day. You on time every day. You do your work. Ain't no problem. But every time you talk to the boss got a problem with you. Meanwhile, Pookie and Nuck Nuck show up late. Don't do half the job. Give the boss high five. Eat lunch with the boss. Sit there in the boss's office laughing and talking, going out with the boss. And every time you look around, they don't ever have a problem with the boss. But the boss always got a problem with you. The problem is there is an unknown agenda that you don't know about. Even in our families, every, and this is Friends and Family Day. Amen. And many of our families right now got there are conversations that are being talked about in every family. Don't let a family reunion show up. And then all of a sudden you ain't seen that person in 2 years, but then you don't rekindle all the old mess that was at the previous family reunion about somebody that you know very little information about, but you want to spread something because you don't like them. And everybody wants to know, what problem do you have with her? Can't tell you. At the picnic, there's a problem with the potato salad. Don't like the macaroni salad. Got too many onions in it. Ain't enough mayonnaise. Smell bad. You know how folks do. Come on now. But at the end of it, there's some unknown within them that's preventing them from loving on them. Here we have in this story today about four people. Who are the four people? We have King Saul. We have his son Jonathan. We have Saul's daughter Michal. And we have David. And sometimes parents will do things and say things to their children to try to get their children to do their dirty work. Hit that rewind button again. Sometimes parents will try to get their children to do their dirty work. Hallelujah. At the start of the 19th chapter, we see where Saul, the king, tells his son, Jonathan, and his servants, I need y'all to do me a favor. I need y'all to kill David. Jesus. And here you have the servants, more than likely will obey. But one thing about children, they don't care about your title. They don't care how much you feed them. They don't care how long they lived in your house. Some of them will have something back talk to say. Daddy, why don't you like him? Mama, why don't you like her? Can I get a witness? And some of us as parents will have the audacity to say these words. It's something about them that I just can't put my... And I want to tell you, sometimes... You know, have you ever brought people around your mother and your father and they was good with them and everybody happy, family loving on them, but then a few weeks later go by, yeah, they walk in the house and your mama got the nose turned up at them. Daddy cutting side eyes at everybody. I'm going to tell you what happens. It happened with my mama. With her friends and they playing cards. And they say something like, you know old Bernice, old girl, her daughter. Yeah, I know her. I would tell you, but I can't. I said I made a promise that I wouldn't tell nobody. But all I will tell you, if I were you, I would keep my son from that girl. And my mama said, don't you say no more. Don't tell me she loose. Mama said, hey, you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me. And next thing you know, mama mad, don't nobody know nothing except for the person that really has the problem. And what folk will do, they will try to get everybody on their agenda and don't nobody know the real cause but them. We have Jonathan talking to his father. He said, Daddy, why do you want to kill David? This man ain't been nothing but good to you. He been serving you. He killed Goliath. He even been playing good music for you. When you get mad, he plays that music that calms your spirit down. When he defeated Goliath, you even had him to be your armor bearer. When he was working so good and fighting so hard, you even put him the captain over your armies. But now all of a sudden, you got a problem with David. What's the problem? Jesus. Sometimes we got to tell him, what's the problem, mama? Well, I'm here to tell you, mama ain't gonna tell you. Because mama got a hidden agenda. Daddy got a hidden agenda. I can't get no help in here. It's nothing. And the more Jonathan tried to talk to his daddy, he didn't realize that his daddy had a problem in his mind about David. And it was all because of a rumor. What was the rumor, Pastor? The rumor was Saul was watching the maidens praising God. And they began to shout out and said these words, Saul killed his thousands and David killed his 10,000s. And Saul, the Bible said, and Saul said within himself, how dare they only attribute to me 1,000 and to him 10,000. I'm the king. I'm the one that got the authority. He ain't done but a shepherd boy, fresh out the field. He's stinking. He look bad. And you want to say that he can attribute to 10,000? Sometimes folk get mad because other folk will give you accolades and they are one thing, jealous. I'm come to help us today. Come to help us today. The reason why, oftentimes, why there are family feuds, family problems, family discussions, whatever thing is in the family and in the church, is because somebody is jealous. And the reason why we have problems in the church is because folks bring the problems from the family and you bring them. And then while you're in the church, you trying to drum up mess with everybody against somebody that you don't like. And you're watching to say these words. When they make a mistake or they do something wrong, you got these words. I told you. I told you. I saw it. I told you. Keep watching. I told you. But I'm here to tell you, you got to watch out for those folk because they got messy, unknown agendas. And you think they are out for loving you, but they are really out against you too. Here we have Saul. He trying to get his son involved in his mess. And when he couldn't get his son involved in the mess, David came back in. David thought things was okay. Then ate with Saul again. But David get to playing some music. And all of a sudden it goes back into Saul's mind again. Saul killed his thousand. David killed his 10,000. I ought to put this javelin through his go. And he picked that javelin up and launched it up because in his mind, he's thinking, if I get rid of him, it'll solve all of my problems. But the David wasn't the problem. The problem was with Saul. And anytime somebody got a problem with somebody and they won't tell you what the problem ain't the individual. The problem is with them. I can't get no help on that today. The problem is with them. And here, when David was doing his good deed and he was working for Saul, Saul had the mind to say, I know if I can't get my son Jonathan, let me get my daughter. My daughter is in love with him. My daughter and them are married, and she gonna love her daddy. She gonna do anything she can for her daddy. Because daddies know that there was a special relationship between daughters, and not just any daughter, but the baby daughter and the daddy. Hallelujah. I can't get no help in here. If you got a bunch of children and you got a baby girl, the baby girl got a special relationship with the father, and the baby boy got a special relationship with the mama. Yes, they do. Yeah, you done got quiet. I know it's getting right. Yes, they do. And but look at what happened. She knew that her father wanted to kill her husband, and she went to David. She said, you got to get out of here because my father is trying to kill you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to act like you in the bed sick. I'm going to put some goat hair on this little object. And when they come in to check on you, I'm going to say you lying here sick. But you got to get out of here because my father is trying to kill you. And a day went by and another day went by. And Saul said, this is what I want you to do. Bring him to me in his sick bed and I will kill him while he's sick. When folk want to get you in and they want to hurt you bad, they don't care about your condition. They don't care about what you're going through. They want to get you while you're down. They want to bury you even further because when they get you out the way, it ain't about you. It's about them. There is a messy agenda somewhere. Hallelujah. But then, because of that special relationship between father and daughter, the father said, girl, why did you betray me? She said, daddy, I didn't betray you. David said he would kill me if I didn't help him. Just lied. I said, just lied. Just lied. There are some children like John that would tell the parents the truth. And then there are some children like Micaiah who want to stay in the good graces of their parents. Oh, I can't get no help on that. Some folk, you know, let me pause here for a second. I don't know whether you know or not, but every child has been to an acting school. A matter of fact, we all done been to the same acting school. We done been to the same one. We know what to say to mama, and we know what to say to daddy. And if you want to get your way, you will answer daddy with the answers that you want him to hear. So he don't, you don't mess up your blessing. Because she said, daddy, he said, I'm mad with you. She said, I ain't going to mess up my blessing. David ain't here, and he tried to kill me, daddy. You want to add fuel to the fire? Let her daughter say that her man done put his hands on her. It could be true or a lie. Regardless, the daddy don't care. He out to hunt that joker down. His agenda, he got his own agenda. He got his own agenda about why he wants to kill him. But now his daughter been threatened by this rascal. Now I got double problems with him. You don't put your hand on my baby, and I don't put my hands on you. I'm helping us today. I'm helping somebody today. And the word shows us here that she had an agenda too. She had an agenda. Daddy got an agenda. And both of them ain't told nobody what their agenda really is. But the word shows us that they had Jonathan when was talking with David in 20th chapter. Now, and David is talking to Jonathan. Why is your father trying to kill me? What have I done to him? And Jonathan said, my daddy ain't trying to kill you. Trust me, he would have told me anything important. I'm his son. I'm his oldest son. I'm his ace bone. We in this together. Whatever he got going on, he always tell me. But parents, tell your children. You keep secrets from them all the time. Parents, you might as well go ahead and tell your children on this side that you keep secrets from your children all the time. We got a little slight nods in here because you're with your child. I understand you're with your child. You're with your child. This is a serious thing here. This is very serious. And you want to have conversations and say things like, I don't know why we can't come together. The reason why we can't come together because you won't let it go. We got to let some things go. Just because you had a problem with me, because you don't like me, because folks got favor towards me, or they got favor towards somebody else doesn't mean you got to hate on me or I got to hate on you because somebody pumping you up and giving you the praise and thanking God, giving you the credit, giving God the credit, because if God had brought them into their life, they don't know where they would be. Meanwhile, you saying, but what about me? What about you? What about you? God set this thing up. God brought these folks together. And what the other part is, sometimes we lie to ourselves. Can I get a witness in here? He mad over a rumor. And the Bible shows us that every time he saw David, the word of God says, he knew that the Lord was with him. He knew it. Sometimes you can look at folk. And so I know the Lord is with them. The anointing is all over them. But yet you got it in your heart. But I still don't like them. Oh, my God. But I said, and he's jealous. Why was he jealous? He was jealous because everything that Saul had, Saul was about to lose and David was about to get it, and he couldn't stop it. Sometimes folk will get mad because they see themselves at where you are right now and they wish they could get what you got, but they can't ever get it. They can't ever get it. One of the most sad things I've ever seen is when you got a mother and a daughter standing side by side together and somebody says, "Ooh, your child is so gorgeous." And the mother says, "What about me?" Y'all know I'm telling the truth. That's all. You standing beside somebody else that you know and they come up in nice. Sister Maxwell, you got such a beautiful dress on. And Sister Minister Chandler said, "Well, what about my dress?" You know I'm telling the truth. This is why things, why there's so much, the Bible calls them schisms. Why we have schisms in our families. It's because we won't let stuff go and we are jealous over the other individual because they are about to inherit something from God that you lost. Preacher, you say that Saul lost him. Yes, he lost something. Whenever God gives you something, God sometimes will tell you, he said, "I'm going to bless you, but you got to obey me." Hallelujah. Many of us have been praying and talking to God. "God, I need you to bless me. God, I need this. I want this." And you said, "If I ask you, you shall, you will give it to me." And I'm praying in the name of Jesus. But even Jesus says that if you love me and you want what you want from me, you got to obey my commandments. Many folk don't want to obey God. You don't want to obey God. I'm here to tell you today, whenever you fight up against somebody that you can see that God's anointing is on, you are not fighting that individual. You are fighting against God. And if you don't like that individual, you got to be careful again, because what you're saying, that you don't like them and you don't like God. Can't get no help with that today. If you don't like anybody, even if that person, you can't see the anointing on that person. The Bible tells us that how can you say you love God who you can't see and you can't stand the one that you see every day? Baby, we got to love each other up in here. In every family, we got to love each other. We got to love one another up in here. I don't care where you go. Love the folks on your job. Love the folks in your family. Even if they have hurt you, you still got to love them and you got to forgive them. David was blessed. David was more than blessed. He didn't have nothing, but he was blessed. And what Saul didn't know, but he could see it, that God placed his anointing on him. Even the rest of the folks in his family, his daddy, Jesse, when the prophet Samuel came to David's house and he came through and God said, "In Jesse's house, there is my next appointed king." And when he saw the oldest son, he said, "Surely God's anointing is on this." God said, "Not him." He went to the second son, not him. third son, not him. And the beautiful part about God, when God gets ready to pour out his anointing, the oil will not flow until God has picked the right one. The reason why it may seem like God, like you ain't got the favor of God upon you, is because the anointing has not flowed in your direction. Oh, it done got quiet. The anointing is not in your direction because you don't have the love of God within you. The Bible says the love of God will cover a multitude of sins. So if you got a problem with anybody, you have to know how to love them and forgive them and embrace them and move on together. But here, again, the problem wasn't with the rumor. The problem was with Saul. Saul had, when he became king, hallelujah, the Bible says that he was the least of his family. And he was looking for a donkey. And he came up to the prophet Samuel. And Samuel said, on you is all of the blessings of Israel. And Samuel, Saul said, not me. He said, oh, yes, yes, you. Well, he was humble. He was meek. He looked better. He was taller than anybody. But yet he humbled himself. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to get blessed from God, you got to know how to humble yourself. Regardless of what the blessing that you see on somebody else, don't you know that the same blessings that God is blessing somebody else, it's the same God that can bless you too. You have got to be humble. Bible tells us when you see somebody going through a struggle, you got to mourn with them too. And when you see them high on the mountain, you got to celebrate with them too. Hallelujah. Here lies another problem. We want everybody to celebrate me while I tolerate you. We got to get out of tolerating and start celebrating. Let me hit that rewind button again. We got to get out of the attitude of tolerating everything. We just, I just tolerate him, just hanging around him. But no, we got to celebrate one another. We had to celebrate. When David, when Jonathan told his daddy, when Goliath was killed, you was happy. I don't know what your problem is, why you mad at him. Yeah, he was mad about the rumor, but what he was mad more about really was himself. God told him to do something. He said, I want you to wipe out all of the Amalekites. I want you to kill out all the animals. I want you to kill all of the men, all of the women, all of the children, and even the newborn babies. And I want you to kill all the cattle. I want you to kill all the sheep. I want you to even to kill the king. And when they went into battle, Saul did everything but that. He saved the king. He saved the best of everything and only killed the worst of it all. And he went around and he paraded because he was the king. And Samuel, God talked to Samuel one night. And he said, Saul has just messed up. I have now removed from him his kingdom. And I have sought another one that's after mine own heart. And when Saul was celebrating and Samuel showed up and he was lying and said, I did all what God has told me to do. Be careful how you lie on God, because God will reveal the truth. God will uncover your agenda. And the word says that he told him, he said, let me tell you what God told me last night, that you saved everything that was the best. And he said, I was really just trying to sacrifice unto God with the best of things, and the king and the people took the best of everything. And he said, that's not so. And because you are who you are, because you're no longer humble, because you don't got the big head, now because you see yourself king, God has wanted to let you know, ain't nobody king but God. And he puts in place who he wants to put in place. Now he has ripped it from you, and he has gotten a man after his own heart. You can't stop him because he's seeking after God. And I want to tell somebody today, you may have an attack against somebody, but when their plan is God's plan, you can't stop God, and neither will you stop him. Leave them folk alone. The conversation, coming to my close, but the conversation with Jonathan in chapter 20 and with David was this. David told him, he said, your dad trying to kill me. He said, no, he ain't. He ain't trying to kill you. He said, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to have dinner in a few days at the new moon. In about 3 days, he's going to be missing you. And what we're going to do, we're going to hatch a plan. And if my daddy wants to kill you, we got one plan. And if my daddy don't want to kill you, I got another plan. The plan was, I'm going to send an arrow out, and I'm going to tell the young boy to go out and get the arrows and bring them in. Okay, that'll be your sign to say that my daddy ain't mad with you. And Jonathan really was trying to prove a point that his daddy wasn't mad with him. Sometimes the children will try to defend their parents because, you know, they got some good parents. And parents are good when they want to be. Hallelujah. But the word shows also says, he said, but if my father out to do you harm, he said, I'm going to cast one out beyond you. And I'm going to tell you to keep going. Hallelujah. And the word says that when he was sitting down to eating with his daddy, it was a new moon. And on the first night, Saul said within himself, maybe David ain't clean. That's the reason why he ain't showed up. He ain't clean. He ain't gotten himself right. So I'm going to leave it alone. Then after the second night came by, he went to John and said, where is David? He said, well, I told him to go to Bethlehem and have a sacrifice with his family that was just part of the plan. Saul got upset. He got so upset with Jonathan until he began to say some foul things to his son. Hallelujah. I want you to see this. Because this is how sometimes parents will get when you, hallelujah, or anybody will get when you foul up their hidden agenda. Hallelujah. Read with me if you please. Hallelujah. The word says, thank you, Jesus. The word says, hallelujah. In chapter 20, it says, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to hear this. It says in verse 30, this is verse 30. In verse 30, read these words with me. It says, then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, this is the father talking to his oldest son, the one whom he loved, the one whom had his inheritance. But he tells his son these words. He said unto him, thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? When folks get mad at you and you foul up their agenda, they will talk about you. They will talk about your mama. They will talk about your sister. They will put everybody down and let you know really who they are. You may fool me today, but after a while, your hidden agenda will be made known and God will show you up. Won't he do it, church? God will show you up. He will show you up. You just have to hold on and wait. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. In that 22nd verse, this was the plan. Listen to the words of Jonathan. Almost through. With these little words of Jonathan, Jonathan said these words to David. He said, but if I say thus, that the young man, behold, the arrows are beyond thee. Go thy way, for the Lord has sent you away. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you're trying to handle it, God trying to simply say, I need you to get out the way. I need you to get out the way. Because what I got to do, you don't need to see. Sometimes we just have to pray for folks and let them stay right where they are. Sometimes we got to pray for folks and leave them in the hands of the Lord. Sometimes we got to pray for folks and say, God, I done did all I could do. Now he in your hands. God, I done did the best I could. I tried to make them love me. I tried to show I'm no threat. But every time I look around, they trying to hurt me. So what I'm going to do, God, I'm going to leave this place. I'm going to go where you want me to go. If you want to bless me across the street, I'm going to be blessed across the street. Because as I'm being blessed right here, they don't like me. But the good news is, while God handling you, God will take care of them. Oh, hymn says, be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings does love abide. God will take care of you. Don't worry about the neighbors. Don't worry about the parents. They may have an agenda, but God got one too. And it ain't no secret. God don't have secrets. He'll let you know you belong to me. I got a blessing for you. What I got for you, the devil can't block it. What I got for you, the king can't stop it. What I got for you, it's from my bosom. What I got for you, it's from my treasures. I can't be stopped because of God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God gets in it, when God gets in it, when God gets to get involved in it, when God gets involved in it, sometimes your mess can get messier. Sometimes your outcome won't be what you think it'll be. God, because one thing we forget, I may not know your plan. Your children may not know your plan. Nobody in the church may know your plan. But there is one that looks high. There is one that looks low. There is one that is everywhere. There is one that knows everything. There is one that knows your secret thoughts. There is one that knows the issues of your heart. There is one. There is one. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. And besides him, there is none other. Jehovah is his name. Jehovah is his name. Jehovah is his name. And Jehovah, because he loved us so much, and he wants us to bring us out of our issues, bring us out of our devices. He wants to bring us out of our hidden agenda. He had another plan, and his plan was almost send somebody that'll remove your sins. I'm going to send somebody that'll take away the sins of the world. I'm going to bring somebody that you can't stop. I'm going to bring somebody when you kill him, you still can't stop him. I'm going to bring somebody when he lays down, you'll think you have him, but you still can't stop him. You'll nail him in his right hand, in his left hand, in his feet. You will lift him up. You'll say, we got him. But that can't stop him. He'll go to the grave. He'll stay there. He'll be there. But early, but early, but early, but early, Sunday morning, my son, Jesus will get out the grave with all power, and you can't stop him. And I'm glad. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. You can stop me, but you can't stop God. You can stop me, but you can't stop his son. Unlike Saul, unlike Jonathan, Jonathan may not know the plans of his father, but Jesus said, what I know, the Father told me, and what the Father told me, I will tell you. I will tell you. And I won't call you servants. Doors of church are open. Everyone, please stand to your feet.
Try Jesus.
Jesus.
Try Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Try Jesus.
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, I am right.
Come on, church.
He's
all.
He's a doctor.
Oh, he's all right. Come on, church.
He's a doctor.
Oh, he's all right.
He's a doctor.
Right, come on and sing it with us. Sing more. He's all right.
Well,
I tried him today. Come on, keep singing quiet.
He's all right.
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 He's all right. Come on, church.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Oh, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's your healer.
He's all right.
He's your doctor.
He's all right.
He's your lawyer.
Come on, church.
He's your mother.
Have you tried the Lord today?
He's your mother.
Have you tried the Lord today?
He's all right.
Come on and sing it with us.
He's all right.
Has he been your doctor?
He's all right.
Has he been your lawyer?
He's all right.
Has he been your medication?
He's
has he been whatever
all right.
that you need? Has he been your food?
He's all right.
He's all right. Sing it. Come on, church.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
Try Jesus.
Whoa. He's all right.
Try Jesus.
Whoa. He's all right.
Well,
I don't try to make. He's all right. He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
As the doors of the church are open,
right.
As the doors of the church
he's
are open,
right.
Today,